will turn the meeting over to Brother Ron for welcome to the convention. Brother Ron.
Thank you. 2026 Salem Convention, welcome. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. We welcome you, our beloved brethren, by the grace of God, to this small gathering of saints here in Salem. The Salem class has just finished the Tabernacle Shadows, and we think it therefore not inappropriate to call to mind some introduction, not to merely the convention, but an introduction that the Apostle gives us in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, Phillips translation. God, who gave our forefathers many different glimpses of the truth in the words of the prophets, has now at the end of this present age given us the truth of his Son. Though it is most certainly true that God has spoken to us by his Son, and that has been true since the Jewish age ended and the gospel age began, but we found that once again, at the end of this age, the gospel age, that light began nearly 2,000 years ago, has now given us so much more regarding the truth of God's own Son. Being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Because we see Logos Jesus, because we see the ram caught in the thicket, because we see Jesus in the bullock, and especially we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man, we see that this heavenly plan, a story true, is that better part of the plan. He being that better than the angels, having a better hope with better promises, a better contract with God with a better land, inhabited with recipients of a better resurrection, and a better mediator with a better priesthood, pictured in another type. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. The picture is not lost that this one was the king of Salem, the king of peace. Jesus gave us the bread and wine as a memorial of his death. Perhaps from this very act, Melchizedek, to whom Abram paid tithes, and of which the psalmist adds, The Lord hath sworn, it will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. As we see our part in following Christ, eating or partaking of his perfect unleavened bread flesh, to gain access to the grace of God so that we might drink of his cup as well, willing to follow the Lord's will, we have become no longer the mean, the offscouring, the poor of this world, but rich in faith and recipients of joy in suffering for his name's sake, willing to die out of love, sympathetic love, for all the world's benefit, a sin offering joined to his. Better things are coming for us, the joys of the Lord already having begun in the heart of the new creation, and the so transporting prospect of the body of Christ in delivering the coming restitution through the application of Jesus' ransom. Now, this is merely the beginning of the blessings coming today and tomorrow in these elders' heavenly directed lessons from the Lord through Brother Robert and Brother Bill and Brother Peter and Brother Bill and Brother Allen. God has spoken, reprint 100, written by Brother Mann. We quote, While our Father has granted us as a part of his children a great deal of light We believe there are mines of wealth in his precious word that are as yet but little known. We think the law is a whole mining district. St. Paul has opened some large crevices in it through the letter to the Hebrews and in other places, and we can see the gems sparkling brightly as he lets the light in upon them. But these are given only, it would seem, to lead us on, to incite us to search as men search for hidden treasures. End quote. The pastor in reprint 4397 says this: In studying the book of Hebrews, it is well to keep in memory that the apostle's thought was not to give a detailed explanation of the types of the law, but merely to prove to the Jews that they should look beyond the high priests and the under priests of the Aaronic order for a greater, higher priest of our profession or order, and a superior under priesthood, a royal priesthood. The first offering of the Day of Atonement was the bullock, which typified the man Jesus. After applying his blood on behalf of the body, the under priest, and his house, the tribe of Levi, laid his hands on the Lord's goat and slew it and did with it as with the bullock. End quote. And further in reprint 45:10, the epistle to the Hebrews was written to prove that a totally new dispensation of grace and not of works had been ushered in through Jesus at Pentecost. The Lord Jesus is the high priest of a new order of priests, and that his church are those under priests, a new priesthood of a different kind, that Melchizedek was a type of this new priesthood. The real work of this higher priesthood is a future one of glory, when Jesus, the great priest, and the church, his body, and under priesthood associated with him, will be installed in a kingly as well as a priestly office, and in ruling as well as a teaching authority. The sacrifices of the law, which came at the beginning of their year on the Day of Atonement, before the sins of the people could be forgiven, there must be, here we must find parallel in the better sacrifices than the bullock and the goat. The new covenant cannot go into effect until these antitypical sacrifices are accomplished. All Christians might see that instead of going back to the old law or holding on to it, they should rather be grasping, looking forward to the antitypes and grasping their share in the better sacrifices. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, because we, accepted as members of his body, are set apart to this great priestly, kingly, mediatorial work with him. St. Paul exhorts all these fellow members to hold fast to their faith, to provoke one another to love, to not forsake the assembling of ourselves, etc. The apostle urges, let us not be discouraged, but let us but remember our past experiences, our illumination, and the afflictions which we then endured, and let us not cast away our confidence and faithfulness, for the reward will be great. He urges that these prospective kings and priests look away from the afflictions and persecutions incidental to their sacrifice and loyalty to Christ, that they look to Jesus, the author of their faith, who is to be its finisher, that they remember his example, what he endured, and that everyone whom the Father accepts into the house of sons under this call must expect to have chastenings, disciplines, and various testings of faith, obedience, for the development and crystallization of character. He exhorts that we shall watch diligently lest any fail of attaining to the privilege of God's grace. St. Paul urges that we, as the royal priesthood, typified by the Lord's goat of Leviticus 16, shall also go forth sacrificially outside the camp to suffer with Christ social ostracism and with deadness toward the world. End quote. We shall be greatly blessed by the Lord's grace in listening for and taking notes of how this question on the front of the Salem 2026 program is answered this weekend for the feet of him. The question again reads, how are we part of the sin offering, and what does this mean in our daily walk? Always helpful to include some promises, these regarding feet, as though speaking to us specifically. He will keep the feet of his saints, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Welcome, brethren, the feet of him to the 2026 Salem Convention. Tune your co-hearers. That's the reference to reprint 5856. Tune your co-hearers, and may you note the grace that is the divine influence that shall be provided by the Lord specifically for your heart inspiration to greater faithfulness. You are loved. Welcome, future Melchizedekians, to the Salem gathering, and be at peace. May the Lord bring grace to your heart, adding his blessing to these words as well. Welcome.